This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. Thank you, Woody. And we go right to Chris Perkins. Haven't talked to him for a while, from the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist. And Perk, how you doing, man?
Big Joe. Hey, listen, man. I was listening earlier when you and Woody were talking about Dolphins making the playoffs for the self-driving cars. You know, self-driving cars are already here. I see them in Miami Lakes all the time. They were out in L.A. I saw them when we were out there for the Rams game. They're here. So when you're talking about what's going to happen first, Dolphins make the playoffs in self-driving cars, that race is further along than you think. Those cars are here.
All right.
Hey, Perk, how about flying cars?
No.
Which comes first?
Maybe you might have a race there. Maybe you have a race.
All right, so before you go all Omar Kelly on the rebuild on me or something crazy, the Perk, I do want to ask you. I want to get to this leadership thing because Mike's always talking about it's the players' team, and if you're really going to throw the team to the players, which he does as much as any coach I think either one of us have seen as a head coach, you do have to have some strong leaders. They lost some really good leaders. How do you feel about this group of leaders? I know we had some of the guys, Sealer, and some of the other guys talk. What do you think?
I don't like the leadership on this team, and I don't like the way that Mike has allowed players to take charge of the team, Joe. And look, I like Mike. I've always liked Mike, but I think he needs to change some things. And number one is Mike doesn't have to change who he is. You can't come in here and try to be the tough guy all of a sudden. Mike just needs to be the adult in the room. And they don't have that. And look, after the 2023 season, Joe, when they handed out all those contract extensions, that's when I started writing about the culture of this team. I've never been in a locker room that is so relaxed, so jovial, so chill. Nobody is worried about losing their job. And you saw what happened with Adam Gase when that stuff started happening. He cut three guys. Brian Flores would not have stood for that. And all this stuff that you hear, Joe, nowadays you can't criticize players. I don't think that's true for either of the Harbaughs. I don't think that's true for Mike Tomlin. I don't think that's true for Sean McVay, Todd Bowles. It's the program that you run, and you can't operate thinking, I can't criticize players. These other coaches criticize players and do just fine. So, I think that Mike McDaniel has to take charge of this locker room. Those contract extensions, Joe, I've never seen a team celebrate money like that. Like Jaylen Waddle was so happy. Tua with the show me the money. And now Tyreek has to get paid. Now Ramsey has to get paid. I think this team focuses on the wrong things. Their priorities are on the wrong things. That's what I think is wrong with the leadership here, and it needs to be corrected either by Mike or by Chris Greer.
You know, I was thinking of, we played some Zach Seeler yesterday, and I thought it was really good, by the way, all those things. But so when I hear him, like, being late is not going to be, it's not acceptable being late. And I was like, here's the problem. I don't know too many players are going to go out and call another guy out for being late. Like how many times is Zach Seeler going to go out of a defensive line meeting and go and say, hey, Tyreek, come here. Hey, man. Not acceptable, bro. You were late. Come on, man. Everybody else got to be on time. That's a coach's job. I'm with you, by the way. That's a coach who's got to go, hey, no, man. We've talked about it. It's old. We threw it out there. Everybody knows. Can't go through that again. I just don't think players should have to take it to the next level. It's one thing you want to pump up a young guy and help him. That stuff's great. That's great leadership. But as far as when a guy breaks a rule, that's a coach's job. That's not another player's job. If you do, because then you know what happens. You go, oh, okay, now you're the company man. So now you're the company man. Just get yourself. Hey, man, it's hard enough to figure out this game no matter what year you've been in this league. It's hard to be good all the time to have to worry about other guys trying to do the right things.
Yep, I agree. And look, I truly like this locker room, Joe. It is one of my favorites of all time. 30 years being in pro locker rooms. I love this locker room, but their priorities are all screwed up, and that needs to be corrected.
So now let's get in the other one. I know this is not the final product. Chris made that clear. There's some corners out there we're going to get. We're going to add some more pieces. There's still a lot out there in free agency. I don't know, by the way. I don't know if I agree. There's a lot out there in free agency, but it was said. And then I look at right now, and it's mini camp. We got a few months, but did you take a look at who would play nickel and probably start? If you were to start right now, it'd be Kohu, Duck, and Smith. Probably would be your starting outside corners and your nickel inside.
Yeah. You know what, Joe, when I look at the Dolphins' cornerback situation right now, including who's on the roster and who's out there in free agency, I think of that Jeff Ireland quote, you remember, from Hard Knocks, and I think he was talking about the receivers.
He was.
We have a lot of fours, fives, and sixes, but not a lot of ones, twos, and threes. That's kind of the situation, isn't it? Yeah. I don't like Rasul Douglas as a number one. I don't like Asante Samuel as a number one. Stephon Gilmore, I heard you talk about him earlier, right? He's in his mid-30s, Joe.
Yeah.
There aren't a whole lot of, any of those guys would look good as a number two opposite Jalen Ramsey. But as a number one, and then your number two is going to be like Cam Smith or something like that, they're in real trouble in this cornerback situation. They needed to draft somebody in the first three rounds, Joe. And I'll say this again. I think it was 9 cornerbacks that went in the third round of the draft. None of them were good enough for the Dolphins.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, Perk. Woody's got terrible timing trying to be a wise guy playing that Jeff Ireland thing for you while you were saying that, man. You were talking about all those corners we couldn't get. Hey, I got to ask you about the Jalen Ramsey thing, and I'm ready to put it to bed whenever it happens. What happened? It was less than a year ago we gave him a guaranteed contract for 2 years. A lot of guaranteed money. What happened all of a sudden a couple weeks before the draft that we come out and say, no, Jalen Ramsey, he wants to be here, but we don't want him? What happened?
You know, Joe, I think this gets back to something that I mentioned when I was on here a while ago, and I was on you and Dave Hyde run, and I just mentioned that the Dolphins need to make a Super Bowl run in 2026. And you got to kind of ridicule me, and I didn't get a chance to flesh it out. But here's why I said that was because, look, you've got this core of players for 2025 and 2026. And after that, Tyreek is going to start costing you too much money. He's on for $51 million next year. Teron has already gone out of the core. Raheem Mostert, Calais Campbell. You have two more seasons, and I think that if you didn't plan on making a Super Bowl run in 2026, then all you're really doing for 2025 and 2026 is playing out the string so you can start your rebuild in 2027. I think that's kind of what Jalen Ramsey looked at. I think he looked at the spending situation. He looked at the 2025 locker room, and he was like, man, we are going to win this year. And then I think he thought, well, there's no way we can win in 2026 either. I figured that Jalen and Tyreek, if they looked at the situation, one of them might say, you know, I'm probably not going to make a Pro Bowl for the next 3 years because we're going to be a 500-ish team. We aren't going to make the playoffs. I've got to think about my Hall of Fame credentials. I need to get out of here. I need to go somewhere where I can top off the tank. I've already got my ring. I need to keep, you know, looking good. And I think that Jalen, I think it's a vote of no confidence for the program is what I think this came down to. And maybe, you know, maybe he came to them before free agency and they said, just give us a chance through free agency. And then after free agency, Jalen said, yeah, this thing isn't getting any better. I need to be out of here. So I don't know that Jalen, you know, I believe Chris Greer when he says Jalen didn't make a trade demand. But to me, I think it's probably clear that Jalen wanted something better, a better track for the future, and he just kind of lost confidence in the program.
You know, I don't like to keep bringing this up, but I would love to know what Chris Greer has said to Stephen Ross, because they talk directly. That relationship is a direct call. That, like, hey, we think we're really close to make a run at it. Stephen Ross doesn't want to hear when you're 84, almost 85 years old, you don't want to hear about rebuild.
Nope. Like,
he wants to win now. He wants to get a playoff win. Hey, he gets a playoff win. Can you imagine that celebration for Mr. Ross? He's never had one since he's owned this team. So it comes down to this veteran, this rookie class. We got a lot of guys got to play because there's not a whole lot of depth on this team. I think a lot of these guys are going to have to play. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and that's where I have a problem, Joe, because, look, you needed numbers in this draft, and you had three of the first 98 picks. You turned that into two of the first 37 picks. Six of your eight draftees were fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders, Joe.
Right.
I've gone back and done the research on this. In the Chris Greer draft era, which started in 2016 when he took over the draft, they've had 29 fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks, okay? Five of them have made an impact as rookies, and two of those were Jason Sanders and Blake Ferguson, the kicker and the long snapper.
Yeah.
The odds are not good. When you're talking fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders, Joe, making an impact as a rookie all around the league, that's very low percentage.
Yeah.
So you're basically rolling the dice hoping. I'm good with Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle in the first round, Jonah Savanaya, which I know I'm butchering his name, but the guard from Arizona in the second round. But when you trade out of the third or fourth rounds, Joe, when you need volume, I have a huge, huge problem with that. And I don't have a whole lot of faith in and I know people are up high on Jordan Phillips, the fifth round defensive tackle, but I don't have a whole lot of faith in these guys contributing as rookies. It just doesn't happen very frequently around the league and with the Dolphins.
Now, it's a good point. By the way, I agree with you on one and two. We needed two big body guys, and we got them, and they apparently thought he wasn't going to be there at 48, so they moved up to grab him to get a guy that I'm guessing day one is probably figured out, knows it, as he's flying in town knowing that he's going to be a starter this year. Yeah, so that leads me just to – a couple of other things here, and I'll let you go. I think we need more depth on the offensive line. I hope we're not done there. How about you?
Oh, my goodness, Joe. That offensive line depth. You know, when they said they were going to invest in the offensive line, it can't just stop at James Daniels, the guard from Pittsburgh, and Jonah Savanaya, the second-round pick. You're going to have injuries there. And right now, Liam Eichenberg is your number one backup.
Yeah,
and so I have a huge issue with that, Joe. I think if you're going to fully invest in the offensive line, I've said this before, your backups need to be of Isaiah Wynn, Kendall Lamb quality, right? Where you can stick them in there for eight games as a starter and you go, all right, he's not going to make the Pro Bowl, but he's not going to get anybody injured. I don't think their backups are at that level. So I've got a problem with the backups there, but look, we know that they're limited resources because mostly because of those contract extensions that they handed out after 2023. You just don't have any money to spend.
Yeah.
But man, you know you're going to have a. And by the way, you know, hopefully James Daniels is ready for the opener, right? He's coming off that Achilles. He was limited to four games last year with Pittsburgh, or else guess who the starter is? Liam Eichenberg. So you better hope James Daniels progresses very well throughout this offseason.
Yeah, I thought we had more depth last year, actually, the guys we had backing up that helped us out. And Isaiah Wynn's an interesting one. I know he's injured and he came back. I know he's a little frustrated because he had to sit for a couple games before they started putting him back in there with Eichenberg over on that side. But, this thing. Hey, I got to ask you the other thing is Blake Ferguson. Everybody keeps calling him sick. Are you guys just all being polite on the sick thing, that he was sick?
Well, he was on the non-football injury list. So, you know, here's the thing that I get along with Blake. I'm actually going to miss Blake Ferguson. I used to
good guy.
Go and,
really
and
good
chat
guy.
Him up.
Yeah,
right,
good guy.
Good guy. But once he was in the locker room and he's on that NFI list, that non-football illness list, we're not able to talk to him. You can say hi, but you can't. It's a team rule that you can't talk to players who are on injured reserve or who are injured or who are on practice squad. So you would see Blake in there, but you could never, talk to him and, hey, you know, blah. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Blake. I'm just gonna call it a non-football illness. I have no idea what it is, Joe.
Yeah. You think it might have had to do anything with that bad snap and – maybe a couple of other bad snaps behind it that were at practice, and somebody said, "Uh-oh."
People speculated that he might have gotten the yips. You know, it might have been a mental thing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever heard of that happening to a center.
It happens in baseball all the time.
It happens in baseball and it happens in golf. Right.
Yeah, and golf too.
But I don't know. It's a shame.
Well, listen, you haven't been real positive. I just want to let you know. I was kind of getting, this mini camp thing coming in. And I haven't talked to you, so I didn't know what your take was going to be. So Omar's been on this rebuild thing. That got it all stirred up. They're not rebuilding. There's no way you keep your GM and head coach and some of the guys they have on that offense if they're rebuilding. Do you agree with that?
I agree 100%, Joe. And I'll say this again. I've written this. Joe, that offense got everything it wanted in the offseason, right? You got your new coach in Bobby Slowick.
Yep.
You got your two starting guards. You got your big running back in Alexander Mattison. You got the drafted running back in Ollie Gordon. You got your big receiver in Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. You got your inline tight end in Farrell Brown. You got your backup quarterback in Zach Wilson. That's not a rebuild. That is strengthening. Everybody is here for the offense. Joe, this offense has got to carry the team, and I'll tell you this.
That's a good point.
I've been
there you go, bam.
This offense needs to add an average at least 25 points per game, Joe. Brian Flores averaged 25.3 in 2020 with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua as his quarterback. Joe Philbin averaged 24.3 in 2014 with Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback. You can't tell me this team shouldn't average more than 25. You're going to tell me Flo and Philbin are better offensive coaches than Mike McDaniel?
No.
Average 25 at least.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of pressure on. By the way, you know why Slowick's here? To take care of that two deep thing so we stop talking about that friggin' two deep thing. I'm getting tired of hearing about it and how it stopped all our explosive plays. Hey, Perk, always great having you, man. Really appreciate it, man. We went a couple extra minutes, but I thought you were pretty damn good today, man. Thank you.
I was loaded today, Joe. I was loaded. I'm ready. All right, man, we'll do it again.
All right. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist. Oh, man, breaking down a lot of stuff there.
Why do you get everyone worked up with that Omar thing?
he's
do they all fight when they go out there? Like,
Perk and Omar.
Tight. I know they're friends. I know.
They're good friends. Those guys, by the way, all the writers, unlike years ago, they all like each other. They get along, man. They used to about go to – they were ready to throw it down here 20 years ago. 20 years
they
ago.
They like each other?
Yeah.
Really?
The papers, that personality did not match up, and they would go after each other. Hey, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about something really good. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, thank you, man. Thank you for allowing people out there to get mortgages quickly. Get the work done. You're about great service. You're about getting the best rates and taking care of people with all your fantastic programs you put together. That's what happens when you've been around 35 years here in South Florida. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. First-time home buyers, we got you covered with a plan that's going to allow you to get a mortgage quickly and get in the game and get approved quickly. Rates in the fives right now. I want to let you know that self-employed, been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a plan for you. If the banks say no, wait until Michael Kotze comes along. He'll show you what you can do. Man, I'm telling you right now, go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. They're saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze, including one of his favorites, a reverse mortgage. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. Like a lot of old schoolers, we stay in the same home. We pay it off or almost all of it off. We got all that equity, and now we're going, man, I could really use that money right now. Michael Kotze can get it done quickly for you, half the time of the big banks. Call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man has no life. He's always working Saturday and Sunday. He's sitting around waiting for your phone call. The wife's even complaining. He just sits and stares at his phone. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it here, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. To enter, text the word FALL, F-A-L-L, to 20357. Again, that is the word FALL. Send that to 20357. For more information, you can go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show.
What's the date on that, Woody?
June 8th.
Man.
You're free that night?
That might be...
You'll be there for that one.
I actually like Jelly Roll, too.
Sure.
God, I need a favor. Yeah. No, that's good.
You'll
stuff.
Be there. I know you'll be there for that one.
All right, so we got that.
Some
and
good shows coming up at Hard Rock Stadium.
They do. They got some really good concerts. You're right. Yeah. Hey, we got our big one tonight. We sure hope you'll be able to stop by and see us in Plantation. I know. We got a hockey game down the street, not too far away in Sunrise. Amarant Bank, home of Jerry, man. Jerry's home, we like to call it, because that guy has been the magic friggin' touch. And hopefully we got more of it tonight. Would be great.
Well, if you don't want to hit the secondary ticket market here, Joe, you want to just come free event. You can come join us. We'll be at Tabacona Plantation Walk. We'll get it going at 6 o'clock this evening.
All right. So good, man. Hopefully you come out and hang out with us a little bit. Everybody will be there from the station. And so we'll have that. We'll watch the game together and see what happens tonight. Yeah, watching the game in Plantation tonight with a couple of cocktails. Just a couple.
A couple must-win games here, Joe, for the Panthers. Jeez.
Got to even it up, man. Got to get it 2-2 going back to Toronto.
They get this one tonight, right? They're big favorites.
I get it. Everybody's been favorites and been losing. So
I know.
But
so Toronto's got to be coming into this thing thinking the same thing, though, right? Like, they know the Panthers are going to come out desperate, and if they know that if they can find a way to steal this game, the series is probably over.
You know what's amazing? The Panthers, since this playoff thing they've had now going on a third year, I think they've won on in everybody's ice. They've been able to win.
Well, they're going to have to in this series.
And they're going to have to again, yeah.
Or they're not going to win.
Or it will be over. We won't have to worry about seven.
Need the Panthers, though, right now, man. Things are a little slow.
Well, look, I just want to say this. I love Perk and Omar and those guys and those writers. And, hey, doing the same thing every day, year-round for those guys. But they're usually pretty positive, and I've noticed most of those guys are really concerned about this roster, to put it nicely. We talked about it. You and I talked about it. Omar was talking about a rebuild, and he's worried about leadership, and Perk's kind of saying the same things, and he's breaking down this draft, and outside of the top two guys, he's worried we're not going to get anything out of any of the rest of them. I do agree with one thing. This thing needs to be, like, you got to go out and score points. This thing, you've got your starting wide receivers back. You've got Jonnu Smith at tight end that just had a best year of his career and got good timing with Tua. You got two new offensive linemen. The top free agent, where you spent your most money, at one guard position, and you went from 48 to 37 to get your other guard. And then you got your fastest running back, and you've got a bunch of bigger backs. You went out and got two big backs, two guys over 225 pounds. You really covered everything, and you think you've upgraded your backup quarterback position. They think that, and that's all that matters. I know you may not like, what they've done, but they feel pretty damn good about what they – and I do agree. They need to – I'm not saying score 29 or 30 points a game. I think we had three teams score in the regular season 30-plus points a game. But you do have to score 25, 26 points a game. Totally agree. Because you're going to be in some games where, unless something amazing happens in your secondary, that you're putting Anthony Weaver in a tough situation with where you stand right now in your defensive secondary. I'm actually not as worried about line of scrimmage, pass rush outside and guys inside. And I know I'm counting on, young guys to play.
You've done this through the draft, too, which is interesting. You're so concerned about the defense. You're concerned about the secondary, the defensive line, all this stuff. The offensive line is the key to the season, right?
So there's...
If the offensive line is as bad as it was last year, you may as well just throw this season away.
Well, one problem they had last year is they were playing their eighth and ninth guys.
Okay.
And so... One guy that is going to miss three or four games every year has retired, Teron Armstead. So you got a young guy. They have to stay healthy, and I don't like the depth you shouldn't like the depth either. Nobody should like it, but their starting five looks pretty good on paper. Now, I'm counting on a guy who hadn't played one snap in the NFL, but I do agree the offense needs to lead the charge because it looks like we've cleaned up the offense a lot more than we've cleaned up the defense.
Yeah, the offensive line was the reason for their failures last season. I think you could really point to that, right?
Because they couldn't. It's just not one thing.
To me, it was because the trickle down from the offensive line was you couldn't run the ball, and then you just had guys, teams knowing that, all right, we can't run the ball. They obviously struggled to throw the football too.
You just left out one thing on purpose. Our starting quarterback got hurt right off the bat.
They weren't good when he played. Their offense wasn't good when he played. So, again, if the offensive line is trash, you're
all right.
Be right where you were last year.
You're down on it, too.
Well, what's there to be up on? I get, people, it's the middle of the offseason. They want to just be, optimistic and whatever. But
I'm not saying that. No, I get it. I just said the writers, and we've been pretty critical about everything.
It'd be really nice to be wrong for once.
And everybody.
On this Dolphins thing. But
by the way, where everybody made their first mistake? Everybody thought this team was going to go out and spend money in free agency, and they're going, there is no money. And we got a lot of guys to get. We got to get it basically veteran minimum to come here and play. We're offering opportunity to be starters to guys that have been backups, guys that have been injured most of the season, and those type of situations. So that's they hope they got bargains. And guys, some of those free agents gonna have to play. By the way, you might start your two free agent safeties. Might have to start. You might. Need both those guys to come in. So, yeah, there is a lot of questions. There is a lot of questions. And so, Omar.
This guy says, Joe, don't be an idiot. It was the O-line. Greer moving up in the draft never works out. Grant equals bust. So, said the writers aren't scouts as much as they think they are.
By the way, the O-line is, but I'm going to tell you.
That, to me, was just. Again, like the biggest problem if you look at the Dolphins late in that season is they just could not score points. And the offensive line is kind of the root of that problem, right?
How many teams played with their backup quarterback for six games?
Probably plenty.
No, we went through the list, so that's a dumb comment.
That played backup quarterbacks? A lot of backup quarterbacks play.
Not because of injury.
We weren't playing the backup. We were playing the backup to the backup to the backup.
Exactly.
They were fishing around practice squads for guys, but that's on them.
What's that?
That was poorly.
Yeah,
managed.
But that's part of the problem. They did a horrible job on the quarterback situation after Tua, thinking he was going to stay healthy for another 17 games.
You think they did a good job now?
I think they feel better about it. They better.
Do you? I don't care what they think. Do you?
I think he's a lot better than Skylar Thompson. Yes, I think everything's better than Skylar Thompson.
Well, yeah.
I can't believe Pittsburgh picked up Skylar Thompson. I got nothing against him. He's a nice kid, but this is not about being nice.
You hit him with the butt there. I like that. He's a nice kid, but.
All right. I got to go to break here.
Stinks.
You guys just brought it down. I was starting to get lifted up a little bit.
Perk is telling you the truth. You can sit in there and cheerlead, but.
Do I sound like a cheerleader,
Jerky? No, you sound like a beat-up guy who's optimistic.
What do you? Well, I always care. You got a dark cloud over your head every day, no matter what's going on.
I've gotten.
I don't like the way
in.
Pat treats anybody.
I've
I don't
gotten
like
sucked
this.
Into your nonsense for the last few seasons. I'm not going to let it happen again.
That was the best team we've had in a long time. That first year.
Yeah, the first year.
Yes.
Second year, not as much.
No.
Third year, really not as much. But mm-hmm. I got sucked in by you last year. You missed your Odell over there. I can't do that again.
Man, I thought when they...
Let them surprise us. Let's keep our expectations low, and if they surprise us, we'll be happy.
Oh, I think expectations are pretty low.
Are they?
Yeah, Vegas got us under 9 wins.
Okay. They win 8, great. Everyone come back another year.
8-9?
Sure.
Is that where Mr. Ross has that press release ready to go before the end of the game
probably.
There? Probably. Says, hey, they're coming back. I feel good about this. Atlantic Men's Clinic, you can feel good about that no matter who you are. ED and low T is a serious thing, man. It is serious. I'm saying serious because I had it 12 months ago. I was so bummed out. And you know when you have it, it's one thing to have low T. You sleep more and, you're grouchy, but you can function. I wasn't working out as much. I knew something was wrong. I knew what the problem was, too. But when the ED kicked in, and my sex drive was gone, and my wife's making excuses for me. I mean, it's really embarrassing to go through and really messes with you, man. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I didn't even want to go. I've told those guys. I didn't really want to come down and see you, but I'm here. What do you have to say? So I got my testing done. I got the T, the PSA test. I met with their professionals. Great, by the way. Great stuff. Great. I mean, you got to be honest with them. If you want to get great results, you got to be honest with them. And then they put you on a program within a couple of weeks. You are feeling amazing. You really are. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. I call Fridays Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday because a lot of men like to go at the end of the week. They police your program. They make sure you're getting the best results. They really do. You're doing it the safe. You're doing it the right way. They're so professional, Atlantic Men's Clinic. I highly recommend if you're going through it right now and you like to get rid of ED and low T, you can. You don't have to keep popping that little blue pill that gives you a headache the next day. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. The most important appointment is the first one. Set it up. Meet with those great friendly, knowledgeable folks at AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
All right, before we get back to it, let's get you some weather. It is brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees and clear, Joe, so looking good out there.
Ooh, we need clear tonight at 6 o'clock at the party.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big screen, projector. We're good to go, man.
Can you give a shout-out to our main sponsor there, please?
Ed Morse, Sawgrass. Yeah.
Teddy, thank you. Chris Atkins, thank you. Coming out, hanging out with Chris is good night.
Go to EdMorseSawgrass.com, by the way. Check out everything they got, and it's a lot.
They have Buicks. They have Cadillacs. Those Cadillacs are sweet, too. Mm. GM and Chevy. Got them all for you, man. So you're looking. And by the way, he's really good. He is. You almost deal with him directly. He's fantastic. Anyway, hey, listen, we've got a lot of stuff. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk's going to join us. Boy, it is amazing every week, all the things that happen, right? The Belichick stuff just keeps on giving. As Belichick, has she been going to the signings, or is she, what'd they end up? Is she staying away now, or everybody's ripping her? Like, she's got to be one of the most disliked female. I don't even know her, like, you know, and it's
you don't like her, do you?
I don't know her. How can I dislike somebody I don't know?
That's easy. It's easy, man. I don't know.
I don't know. I know what it looks like. I get what people just say it looks like.
It looks like what she's doing is playing him, is what it looks like.
She looks like she is trying to
take his money when he dies.
Yes. Or before.
Sorry. Yeah, that's true. She's got a hold of a good amount of it now. Yeah.
And, you know, he's just, guy made $200 million. I mean, geez, he's fine.
We're going to find out however long when that will comes out.
Don't worry.
That he changed the entire thing and she gets it all and the kids get nothing.
Don't worry about, there is one thing I do know, and I'm talking firsthand, that people have been burned through the years. Where the one kid somehow gets the mother or father before they die to change the will and go, wow, amazing, they didn't leave anything for you. And then, you know, they're all mad. And the one, you see the movies always come out about this stuff. But his two sons and his daughter will be watching that money. That is.
Well, I mean, as well they should, right? Like, it's not hers. Shouldn't be hers.
If he wants to give it to her, what are you
like
going to do?
He's going to change his diapers late in life? Well, come on, man.
She's
gotten enough.
He bought
her $8 million worth of houses. I mean, my God,
well, maybe
man.
They're partners in it. Maybe both names are on it.
They are rental properties. Yeah, maybe. $8 million.
I don't know, but he's head over heels over this woman.
Yeah, that's a nice gift.
Whatever it is, I don't know if he did one of those, thank you, Lord, I cannot believe this woman finds me to be attractive.
A lot.
Go ahead, keep taking a shot. It's very common down here what's going on. Very common.
People do crazy stuff for $8 million.
There's a lot of guys late in life that have a lot of money that don't care what you think that are hanging at Heat games with young, beautiful women. And everybody goes, what is that beautiful woman doing with that old man? And they go, oh, I know what it is. This is a money grab.
What I would like to know is, like, when they wake up in the morning, they go downstairs, they eat breakfast, what do they talk about?
She's apparently, they're on the same, I was just reading that she's very well-rounded, and they talk.
She may be very well-rounded. That's great. But, like, the conversations I would have with my grandfather are just, they're just different than I would have with my wife.
I'm just going to tell you, I heard one of the things was, hey, I'm a little concerned about your secondary right now. You got to hit this transfer portal a little harder. I don't know if you have enough to win with those guys playing back there.
So you think they just talk ball?
And you're losing one of your pass rushers. Bill, we got to give him more money. Stop. So I think he's getting.
Yeah.
She knows wines. I hear she knows wines. Oh, no, Bill, not that wine. We're getting that.
Oh, she must be very well cultured at 24. She's seen it all.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater. God bless Bill Belichick.
Who else can get Bill Belichick to go out on the beach and dressed as a friggin' mermaid?
Yeah, he seems to be having a nice time, so good for him, I guess. He's going to lose all his money to
her. Guys played with him and got ripped by him for 20 years on a this guy was a control freak on everything with the team, and now they're watching this 24-year-old. He's spinning around on the beach in this outfit. It is funny, man.
Maybe he doesn't care if she takes all the money.
Like, Bill, come on. And you think she told him, I'm going to send that out, this picture, because I want to show a different side of you, Bill. You're a very caring man.
Someone said, leave Blue Chew Bill alone.
Yeah.
Joe Love has no age barriers.
Nope.
By
the way, that is true, man. People fall in love.
When they sit down for breakfast, what's the conversation like?
You want any cream in your coffee? I mean, I don't know.
Does he impart wisdom on her?
Like, I don't have a lot to talk about with my wife. We're close in age. Maybe they don't talk. Maybe she's like Bill, like my wife. First hour, please don't talk.
Maybe if you remember Mother's Day, you guys will have more to talk about. It's coming up on Sunday, by the way.
My wife, honestly, would like you, like, for that first hour in the morning when she gets up, because I'm guessing you don't talk a lot.
No.
And I'm hitting her right away.
Well, you know, I see you. You're the first person I see in the morning, and you're always, you know, you're very energetic, and I'm trying to wake up.
All right.
Most people don't wake up that early. It's hard.
All right, Woody.
You're bouncing off the walls.
I am.
Eight coffees in.
I try to do all that stuff I have. Hey, by the way.
Her mother sells sexual toys, yes. We know that.
We know
that.
She's
got the museum. It's a museum. It's
Can
not
you
a
imagine
store.
Going, hey,
it's
Bill, mom wanted to know, do you mind if I we get this?
God.
This new toy? You're going to love it, Bill.
Now it's just getting gross. That's
Well, somebody
really
said
gross.
It. Come on. All right, I've never been inside one of those stores. I've never seen it. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, my boys, man, those are my guys. The partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Boy, they're not only great guys, they've been at this now. Whether you've been injured at work, injured in an automobile accident, or anything else, or you need somebody to come in that's got lots of experience, that's not going to hand you off to another attorney, they're going to handle it. And you get the double team of Harvey and Gary in a case, you're in pretty good shape. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. See, they believe in communication and keeping you updated on how your case is going. One of the reasons that so many people are saying so many nice things about them in their reviews. Partners you can always trust, you can always communicate with. Go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews for yourself. 866-FAIR-FEE. By the way, you're not happy where you are. Nobody says you have to stay there. If all of a sudden you're feeling like a second or third stringer and you'd like to be back to being a starter again, call Harvey and Gary. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.